Tommy up there. Just to begin the program, we call this a Sof Zman, even though it's not the end of the Zman. It's the last time that we're getting together to discuss the Zman together. There still is a few more weeks. We have June Zman, we have Shavuos in Yeshiva, but for logistic reasons, it makes sense for us to get together to reflect a little bit together as a Beis Medrash, as Chaverim, about this year, and to recognize a few of the seniors and others that will be leaving, and we wanted to have an Olam here to do that. We're going to begin, we have the chutzpah to hear words from Rav Sobolovsky to begin the program. After Rav Sobolovsky, Yoni Lab will be addressing us.
Tisbru Chamishim Yom, Shiva Shavuos, Tisbar Loch. Chazal tell us in Maseches Menachos that mitzvah limnos yomim and mitzvah limnos shavuos. The one is required to perform the mitzvahs for his omer properly, to make mention of the days, to make mention of the weeks. There is a technical machlokes in Rishonim, whether it's absolutely necessary, every day of the sphere you have to mention the weeks also, or maybe just sufficient at the end of each week, and minig is lahachmir. But everybody agrees that there are two components in the mitzvah of sphere of omer. Why is it that there are two different counts for sphere? So the Or Samech explains to us that the countdown for Sfiras Omer is a countdown towards the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And there are two Yom Tovim of Shavuos. Two Yom Tovim of Shavuos. We know Shavuos is only one day. I'm not talking about the Chutz Laretz. It's one day. The 50th day of Sfira, that's the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Now that's only one aspect, only one dimension of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. There was a week-long celebration. Bizman Shavuos HaMikdash HaYakayim. The entire week following Shavuos was a time of Tashlumin to offer Karbanos, those who didn't have a chance to bring the Karbanos at the right time. And there are really two different celebrations of Shavuos. There's the Yomim and the Yomim and the Shavuos. And therefore, it is appropriate, says the Meshech Chochma, for us to count down to both of those celebrations. We count the days leading to the day of Shavuos. We count the weeks leading to the week of Shavuos. In the world of Machshava, why is it so important that the Torah gives us two different counts? Why is it so significant? We can't keep track just of the days alone. Would it be sufficient just to count the weeks by itself? So perhaps the idea, the hashkafa behind this dual count is that the counting of Svira is looking towards a goal, looking towards a final goal, an aim, an ambition in life, that ambition being, of course, Kabbalah Satorah. And there are two kinds of goals that we set in life. There are the short-term goals and there are the long-term goals. There are the yomim and there are the shavuos. There are the day-to-day commitments, the hour-to-hour, the minute-to-minute, each and every seder. That's one set of goals. And then there are the goals when things begin to add together and becomes more of a global goal, a greater goal, a long-term, a lifelong kind of a goal. There's some kind of a phrase, something about not losing the trees in the forest or the forest in the trees. I'm not sure which way the phrase goes, but they're both right. There are some people who are very, very good at trees and other people who are very, very good at forests. And the real challenge in Avodas Hashem is to combine the two. There are some people who really, really can get the day-to-day down pat. They can come to the Beis Medrash. They can learn for that hour, those 2 hours, those 3 hours. They can accomplish certain short, small accomplishments in Limud HaTorah, in Shmiras HaMitzvahs, in Avodas Hashem, but they don't have that vision, they don't have that long-term goal of seeing how one Seder leads to the next Seder and brings us up the rung of Avodas Hashem, that one davening and one chesed and one mitzvah adds and adds and adds, and over time we become greater, greater people. Then there are others who are great, they're phenomenal at these long-term goals. They'll tell you the first day of the Zman about how much they're going to accomplish. They're going to finish all of Baba Basra, and they're going to finish Shas, and they're going to daven beautifully, and know what? That's great and wonderful, until the first morning Seder that starts at 9 o'clock. So the goal of Tisbru Chamishim Yom and Shiva Shavuos Tisbru Aloch is to combine the two together, to be able to reach and to attain and to celebrate the short-term accomplishments and the long-term accomplishments as well. It's the Yomim, and the Yomim add up together to become Shavuos. It is an apropos time, not only because we're in the right smack in the middle of Sefiras HaOmer right now, but it is an apropos time because we're at a certain ending, as Rabbi Kalinsky said, not quite ending, but almost an official kind of coming towards a conclusion to some degree of this man. And therefore it is time to almost take a step back and to look at both goals that we have attained. To feel that pride and that wonderful sense of joy and accomplishment in the day-to-day goals that we attained. Every morning and every afternoon and every night, our learning and our davening and our chesed and avodas Hashem, to feel that pride and joy and accomplishment in those small increments of avodas Hashem. And then to be able to add up the sum together. To be able to realize how we are so different than we were. Not all that long ago, we were sitting in this very room, the very, very beginning, the first day of this Zman. And look what we've accomplished since then. Look at the sugyas that we finished. Look at the dafim that we finished. Look at the sugyas. Look at the Avodas Hashem. Look at the Yerushalayim, how we've grown. How important it is to take pride and joy in those accomplishments. And hopefully, Mi'at Hashem, in the coming days, in the coming years, and throughout our entire lives, to use that joy and accomplishment that we've accomplished this past year, to use it for the future, to be able to grow in Avodas Hashem, in the Yomim and the Shavuos, as we count down to Kabbalah Satorah. Our entire life is a countdown to Kabbalah Satorah, because Torah is everything. Torah is our goal, Torah is our ambition, Torah is everything that we are, and we spend our entire lives counting down, and we spend our entire lives counting down to the Minyan HaYomim and the Minyan HaShavuos.
Thank you, Rabbi. Gershos, Rosh Yeshiva, Rebbeim, and Talmidim. The first Gemara in Pesachim, which was the Yeshiva Masechta last year, so I guess it's really a two-year reflection, debates whether or the first word in the Masechta is referring to day or night. The Gemara brings up and rejects many different potential proofs. One section of the Gemara on Beis Amud Aleph reads as follows. Meisvei, the Gemara raises an objection. Halu kol kochvei or. The stars of or should praise Hashem. Ama orotu, it seems to be that means that or means evening because the stars, of course, are out at night. Hachi Kamer, the Gemara is going to reject this. Halu kol kochvei ha-me'irim. This is referring to the stars that are bright. So it's dafka the stars that are bright that are the ones that praise Hashem. Elo me'ata kochvei ha-me'irim hu tzeva'u sha'vochei. She'in ha-me'irim lo'ba'u sha'vochei. So is that to say that only the stars that are bright are the ones that praise Hashem? What about the rest of the stars? There are some stars that we see from thousands of miles away when we're here at night, but there are some stars that we don't see because they're not bright. So do those stars also praise Hashem? Paksiv halu kol tzvav. The pasuk continues, no. All of the stars praise Hashem. While there are some stars that are very bright, we might think that only those are the ones that praise Hashem, but really every single star has to praise Hashem, even those that aren't so bright. I think if you want to darshan on this Gemara a little bit, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avram and his descendants, us, will be like the Kochvei HaShemayim, the stars of the sky. So all of us are Kochvei HaShemayim. And some of the stars are very bright, and you could define bright however you want, whether it's the sharpest guy in Shir, or the one who's funny, or the one who's cool, or whatever it is. Everyone knows that star that seems to be really bright. But sometimes we might not feel like we're the brightest stars. And when reflecting on Zman, invariably there were good days and there were bad days. There were strong Siddharim and weak Siddharim. There were days of triumph and days of failure. And it's important that we don't look back at the Zman and say, I wasn't the brightest star. Because the Gemara says, and it's referred to in the Pasuk, every single star has brightness. And we as the Kochvei HaShemayim have that brightness. So when we look back and we think maybe the learning wasn't that strong, maybe the tefillah wasn't that strong, maybe there were some days where emotionally we weren't doing as well as we would have wanted to. So in Hachinami, of course, we should look for growth in the future, and we should game plan how we could be better down the line. But nevertheless, we need to look back and realize that even if we didn't feel bright every single day, we still are the Kochvei HaShemayim, and we thus deserve to praise Hashem. In reflecting on this Zman, in addition to looking back at our personal achievements and growth, of which there was so much for all of us, it's also important to express Hakaris HaTov when reflecting. And there are so many people who we need to thank. I'm going to thank only some of them and miss so many. Of course, I want to thank Rabbi Kalinsky, Rabbi Penner, and Rabbi Bacon, and all of those who have been so heavily involved in UTS and SOI, who have made this yeshiva so geschmack throughout the year. I want to especially thank Rabbi Schnall for his countless hours of work and dedication to this yeshiva. Many of you know how much Rabbi Schnall does for this yeshiva, but what makes Rabbi Schnall so special is that many of you don't know how much Rabbi Schnall does for this yeshiva. Literally, all hours of day and night, thinking about what we could do to make the yeshiva even better. Also, of course, I want to thank Aryeh Beanstalk and Ephraim Klein and all of those who have been so involved in SOI this year. Again, to make the religious experience on campus as geschmack as it is, from the first Shabbos of the year, which was the biggest Shabbos in the yeshiva's history, to the upcoming Shavuos, which, for those who were here last year, know how gevaldik it is of an experience in terms of Talmud Torah and Dibur Chaverim. And we know we're in good hands with Ephraim Klein taking the reins of SOI next year. Finally, we need to thank all the Rosh Yeshiva, the Rebbe, and the Mashkifim, and the Talmidim for making this Yeshiva the strong and special place that it is. It's now our discuss here from Rabbi Kalinsky Shlita.
Thank you, Yoni. Thank you for your leadership as well, for passing on the baton. We started off the year the base measures in El with the kenis for Tchilas Hazman. And here we are now at a kenis for Sof Hazman. So I wanted to take a minute just reminding ourselves a little bit what was mentioned then, to reflect on that, and then to move towards the Sof. At the time, we talked about how learning Bava Basra should make us more attuned to each other, to not only learn about Hilchos Shechinim, but to live more the Hilchos Shechinim, to be more careful of how we act towards each other. And to remind ourselves, for those of us who aspired at that time to make it to the end of Vav Vasra, those who have made it to the end, to the finish line, the end says, HaRotzeh Sheyachkim Yasuk B'Dinei Mamonos. Why Dinei Mamonos? Because to learn Dinei Mamonos, to be passing between two people, you have to understand both sides. It's not like there's a chicken in front of you and the chicken doesn't have any feelings. The kosher is not kosher. For Dinei Mamonos, you have to have Chachma. You have to be considerate. And finally, we also shared cards with each other, to daven for each other, to have each other in mind. Hope we were able to accomplish some of those things. If not, we can still try to accomplish those things over the rest of our zman, the rest of our years here in yeshiva. But today, I wanted to relate an idea, thinking beyond the yeshiva, beyond the zman that's here right now, and read a few psukim that we read on Shabbos, maybe through a different lens. The Torah is the parsha of Orla. V'chisavo el ha'aretz v'tzatem kol etz ma'achal, v'alatem orlasos piryo, shalosh shanim yelachem erilim lo yeechal. 3 years, we can enter Eretz Yisrael, you should plant etz ma'achal, fruit trees, and they should be orel, they should be covered up for 3 years. V'vashana ha'reviz yekol piryo kodesh ulim Hashem, on the 4th year, like Ma'aser Sheni, we bring them up to Yerushalayim. We thank Hashem. So again, we have a tzivui, we have a command to plant fruit trees. And you would think this only applies to Eretz Yisrael, but Chazal teach us there is a din of Orla, even in Chutz La'aretz, Midrabanan. Applies even outside of Eretz Yisrael, this idea of planting. And the Rishonim offer different ideas. What is this all about? What's the idea behind Orla? You have the Rambam, the Moreh Nevuchim, talks about how this is different than how Avodah Zarah, how the those who do Avodah Zarah, how they treat their first fruits. The Klei Yakar connects this to Maaseh Bereishis, just like at the beginning of Bereishis, the first few days, we didn't have the vegetation coming out until the 4th day. So too, when we plant, we imitate that. And the Ramban also suggests that there's a connection between the idea that the first few years when you plant a tree, the fruits are not so tasty. Why would you bring the first year the fruits to Yerushalayim? You want to bring the breath. You bring them on the 4th year when the fruits are even better. But I want to focus on the idea mentioned in the Orach Chaim. The Reish Lakish connects Orla to Talmud Torah. And he says, just like when it comes to a parent and a child, the first few years, the child basically doesn't speak. Then by the fourth year, we begin Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. And the fifth year, as we know, Chamesh LeMikra. So that's what's going on here in the Pesukim as well. The connection to Talmud Torah. Even further, the Lahoras Nasan, Rav Nasan Gestetner, I think I said that correctly, says that the Gemara in Brachos that talks about what is this nudatatem ko etzmachal? You have to have a tree that's also tasty, a tree that its branches are also a fruit. And the Gemara in Brachos says in Daf Lamed Vav that this is referring to pilpo, certain types of peppers. And he says al derech hadrush, it's also about pilpulo shel Torah. That our pilpulo shel Torah is also learned out from these psukim that the pilpul has to be the shorish, has to be the peros to be similar to the shorish. So with this in mind, now let's go back and read the psukim again. If these psukim are also talking about Talmud Torah, I think it says a very deep message for us, especially to the seniors. V'chisavo el aretz, when you enter the land, whether that's Eretz Yisrael, or whether that's entering the home of our Beis Medrash, we are told, unetatim koitz ma'achab, you should plant. You should plant, and you should plant again. Chazal teach us, even if you planted, there's a mitzvah to plant more and more and more. And when you plant, you will not see the peros, or at least appreciate the peros, for the first few years. Undergraduates here are either here for 3 years or for 4 years. For those few years, it will be covered up. It'll be orla. V'arlatem orlasos periyos shalosh shanim. Lo ye'achel. You're not going to eat the fruit of your labor yet. You're just going to be planting and planting and planting. Then the Torah says, in the fourth year, you're going to realize what the fruits are, and you're going to bring them to Hashem, and you're going to thank Hashem. And Chazal teach us, the more that you bring to Yerushalayim, the more you appreciate that, it will be in order so that in the fifth year, you're going to have more tevua, you'll have more fruits from all the labor that you had during those years. So the deeper the roots are, the more that you plant the years that you're here in yeshiva, the more you will appreciate it once you leave the walls of our yeshiva. So many times, our merbeim and our mashgichim speak to those that have left the yeshiva, that are alumni, they're out, whether they're in chinuch, whether they're out in the workforce, wherever they may be doing, and only then they have this aha moment of, oh, now I understand. Now I understand what my Rebbeim were referring to. Now I understand how much I appreciate all those lessons and those shmuzim and all the Torah that I learned, that I filled myself up with, and how I'm a different person out there. How when you look at me and you look at my coworkers, I have the Torah values, I have the Torah, I have the halacha, I know what I need to do in each situation. And that's when we begin to realize. Only in the year 4 and year 5 do we see the peros. Do we see the labor? Do we see the fruits from all the work that we did? But it's only if we were shesulim v'beis Hashem. It's only when during these years we were able to be planting and planting and planting. So the idea here is pretty clear in terms of how you should view your time here in yeshiva for those of you that are just beginning. And for those of you that are moving on, hopefully you were able to plant as much as you could, to make the connections with your Rebbeim, with your Chaverim, with your Chavrusas, with your Mashkichim, and through that you will be able to see so much bracha. Sometimes I'm asked by Talmidim, you know, my Rebbeim, they've given me so much. I've learned so much Torah from them. They've given me a mahalach in life. They've guided me through difficult times. How can I ever thank my Rebbeim? What can I do? I'm going to give them an Eichler's, $100 gift card to Eichler's. What am I going to do? I'm going to make him come to this simcha, come to that. That's a tircha for him. So I think the answer is, as strange as it may sound to you, I think the answer is, the more you continue to stay connected to your Rebbeim, the more you call them, the more you text them, the more you ask them questions, as strange as it sounds, the more you think you're bothering them, is really the way that you're able to show your appreciation for them, and to show that you recognize all that they've given you. And you want to stay connected to them. That is the greatest thank you. It's not the gift card. It's not the whatever it is you might be able to offer them. them knowing how much you appreciate them, how much you want to stay connected to them, is the greatest thank you note that you could give them. Along the lines of some thank yous as well, that Yoni have mentioned a few, I also wanted to thank the soy representatives. Many of those that are moving on, at leaving their soy positions, have been here for 2 years and have helped us get through and continue thriving in the yeshiva, even through some of the difficult times when we were having many, many different types of rules here in yeshiva, and to still continue to program, whether it was virtually, was in person, Shabbos, really, really doing so much. So again, I want to thank those that are leaving the positions, Yoni Lau, Aryeh Beanstock, Effie Klein, who's transitioning within, and just to think about all the new initiatives that were brought out, whether it connects to the working with Purim, with all the different programs, and Hanukkah, making it so much fun, having, I don't know whose idea it was, to have Talmidim and Yeshiva be the ones who are playing the bands and made it fun for everybody. The Dirshu initiatives, Ding, is going on all the time. Shabbos, according to what I'm told, Shabbos numbers from 2019 are up 30%. That means that 30% of the guys are staying in for Shabbos. It's all due to all the work and the effort to try to diversify our programming, to make it more fun for the fellows, all the work on the minyanim, all the special guests. So really, really, yashar koach, hakaras hatov to all the soy representatives. I also wanted to be makir tov and to recognize some of the night seder rebbeim. I'm not sure if they're all here right now, but if they're not here, they're here at night. So thank them then. That have really given so much of their time to the yeshiva. Night Seder has been transformed in the last decade, but really a lot has happened in the last few years as well. And you should thank them if you're leaving or if they're leaving, either way. Rabbi Robbie Schreier, is he here? Is Rabbi Schreier here? Okay, I see Rabbi Steinitz is here though, so thank Rabbi Steinitz. And Rabbi Johnny Drury for really all their dedication to Night Seder and for so much, giving to so much in terms of Hashkacha as well. And to two members of our Kol Elyon who are moving on to positions as well. These two happen to be moving to Los Angeles. Who've really given so much to the yeshiva, has spent so many years, have been so much, the same thing as for our Night Seder Beim, really that Dugma Ishit, that example that the young Talmidim in the yeshiva can look up to and say, you know, there's a fellow, he's a few years older than me. Okay, fine. Some of the, to think, to have the chalom where we're going to be like the Rosh Yeshiva, that may be a little bit too far off. Too many years ahead, too different than I am. But to look at the fellows who are the Night Seder Rebbeim, to look at the fellows in the Kol Elyon, to say, no, if I plug away, I can maybe get somewhere close to where they are. To have that in mind as well. I'm also thanking Rabbi Jonah Steinmetz and Rabbi Tyler Pear. So if you see them, you should thank them as well. And to continue to stay connected to the yeshiva, you can continue planting afterwards, right? The Torah doesn't say you plant for 3 years and then you go on and then you leave your orchard alone. You continue planting, but you might not be planting in exactly the same place where you planted originally. Maybe the orchard is somewhere else. Maybe you have a startup and then you have people working for you and they're helping you do some of the planting as well. But the more we can stay connected to the yeshiva, the more bracha we will see lehosif lechem tavua in the fifth year. We have Rabbi Penner for a finale here.
Shos the Rosh Yeshiva, thank you Rabbi Kalinsky for everything. It's May 9th. There's no way that the learning is over on May 9th. So first of all, even though we're having an end of year something here, we need to make sure in every way possible to keep our Torah learning going. Obviously, your finals are also important, but we should be learning as far, far into the end of this man, which ends on June 30th, as much as possible. So I want to encourage everyone to continue learning as you can. We all need to do what we need to do for our professional careers, myself included, I suppose, but let's make sure to keep the Siddurim going as far into June as possible. And it's especially important. I know that the internships can be tough and that today one really needs to do internships, but that is really, for many of you, your first experience with learning while you have a job. And while the dual curriculum here, I always say, is a very good preparation for life when you're balancing things. It's really when we are even more busy and we're out there on a job that those moments that you steal for Talmud Torah are critical. So please make sure to see the next 7 weeks as an opportunity to continue the learning, to continue. I'm sure not all of you have finished every single line of Bava Basra with all the Mefarshim. There's a lot left to do. And did I mention there's also something going on this coming Sunday, May 15th. That is certainly part of the Zman. To have as many of you possible, we'll have buses here going downtown, but I probably have mentioned that before. For those of you who are leaving the yeshiva after June 30th, please know that now is probably the most critical time for you. The transition years from yeshiva to the rest of your life are probably the most critical years in terms of maintaining your gains as a Ben Torah. First of all, I could say this many times, but I need to say it again and again. Whether or not you're considering going for semicha and a career in Avodas HaKodesh, the yeshiva is here for you to continue learning here. There's a misunderstanding that if you're not pursuing semicha, that there's no place for you here in the yeshiva. It's absolutely not so. There is a chaver program. The shiurim are still here for you. The Rosh Yeshiva are still here for you. The yeshiva is still here for you. Here in Washington Heights and in other places as well. They're also, this was the first year of very, very successful alumni programs, both here in Washington Heights with Tyler Pear, and we'll have someone else running that next year, as well as in Teaneck, in Congregation Beth Aaron, with Rabbi Ben Sion Feld, Rabbi Shua Katz, thank you, as well as a new branch of Mirtz Hashem starting in Kew Gardens Hills, as well as the possibility of starting something in the Five Towns, if there are alumni who are looking for that. So please take advantage, if you're taking a half a step out of the yeshiva, to make sure to connect to these learning programs, these alumni programs. You could see any of the mashkichim, or myself, or to see Rabbi Ben Sion Feld, for more information about these critical programs. But the last thing I would say is as follows. That wherever you step from now until Elul, or wherever you step if you're leaving the yeshiva in a certain way, recognize that wherever you are is not only where you're supposed to be, but where your tafkid is. I spoke earlier this year on a Shabbos, encouraging the Bnei HaYeshiva to say the parshios of the Karbonos in Shabbos. Besides the fact that saying the parsha of the Korban HaTamid is very likely a mitzvah min HaTorah, perhaps more important than saying a few more pieces of Psukei DeZimra is to say the parshas HaTamid every morning. But in addition, I shared the meaning that I found. I started doing this over COVID in saying the parshas HaKiyor, the portion that deals with the special wash basin that the Kohanim used when they stepped into the Beis HaMikdash, the special laver that they used in order to wash their hands and feet. And over when I was home in May, in March, and April of 2020, I had the time to say all of the Karbanos, as we should. And I started to say the Parsha of the Kiyor. And I said, how strange is it? I'm not a Kohen. I'm not in the Beis HaMikdash. Why is it that I'm starting my day by reading about cleaning my hands and feet in the Beis HaMikdash? And I thought of something then that I say every single morning to myself as I spend a few extra minutes to say the Kiyor. That wherever I am, wherever I find myself on this day, that is my Beis HaMikdash. That is where I am supposed to be serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm not a Kohen, it's because I'm not supposed to be a Kohen. And if I find myself out here, Aliyah pulling me as well, but certainly can't be in the Beis HaMikdash, that's where I'm supposed to be. And every day when I say the Parshas HaKiyor, I remind myself that this monotonous day in front of me is my day in my Beis HaMikdash, because that's where I'm supposed to be serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Try it. say not only the parsha of the Tamid, but say the parsha of the Kior, and remember that you're washing your hands and feet because you are in effect a Kohen, you are in effect in the Beis Hamikdash. Whatever your tafkid is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, you will find it wherever you are, wherever you happen to be for Shachar, saying the portion of the Kior. And even if, God forbid, we are stuck again in our homes, and even if, God forbid, we can't get out to where we want to be, we can remind ourselves when we read the Parsha of the Kior that that's where our Beis HaMikdash is. So wherever we head for the next couple of months, for the next couple of years, or for the rest of our lives, let's remember that we are always, always on stage for the Ribono Shel Olam. We always have a tafkid. Wherever we are at that moment, whether we're in a workplace, whether we have the opportunity to be mekarev somebody who lives next door to us, or to help out somebody, or even just to give a Shalom Aleichem to somebody, wherever we are, that is our Beis HaMikdash. The camps we will go to this summer, the businesses, the internships that we will do, wherever our next step is, we leave the yeshiva. But the sense of being in a place of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being in your place to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that should never leave. And finally, you should, as Rabbi Kalinsky said, call your Rabbeim and learn with your Rabbeim. But I promise you that if everyone here got their Rebbe a $100 gift card to Eichler's, they wouldn't mind that either. I wish you much hatzlacha on your finals, much hatzlacha, really, seriously, much hatzlacha continuing weiter in your Avodas Hashem and your Lima Torah. Shkayach to you for making this such a wonderful yeshiva. Shkayach to all the Rebbeim and the administration.